Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you seen the video yet? It doesn't look as awful as it actually is, but...
Really? It doesn't look as bad as what it sounds
like? Well, because you would... I don't know. It's, even the sound, it doesn't sound awful, but if anybody's seen the video of Yadier Molina, the Cardinals catcher, he took a 102-mile-an-hour fastball to the jewel bag and ended up having to go in for emergency surgery.
JP, I'm watching it right now on the Roger and JP Twitter, at Roger and JP. It's right there. Look at that.
Oh, is it?
Good job, Brett. It's right there. So convenient for me.
Jesus Christ.
And you too.
follow along now.
Okay. So I watched the video, and I'm sitting there going, you watch this guy roll around on the floor, and then I'm reading the article, and the fact that this dude... You know, emergency surgery. They played it down. President of Baseball Operations John Mazeliak told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that Molina underwent emergency surgery to treat a traumatic hematoma, which required immediate attention. Now, it was a foul tip, 102-mile-an-hour fastball, foul tip.
Oh, God.
And hit him. It dropped him.
Sure did. It happened so quickly, you're right. It doesn't seem as serious.
You know what I'm
saying?
But
as soon as they slow it down...
Oh, see, I didn't see it slow down. I just saw it in real time.
Oh, my God. He just keels over.
Yeah, it hits the ground, and it looks like it shoots right up under where it's not protected.
Oh, you're right. It does look like that. Because it goes bat from the bat to his cup, hits the ground, and then goes back up behind his cup. I can't tell if it...
Oh, see,
if that part takes him out, or if it... I mean, just off the cup is enough.
Maybe this is a slow motion one.
Oh
there it is. Ooh! Yeah.
It looks slow.
You're right. It probably good. Yeah, but a cup. I've never worn a cup in my life, but I would think a cup covers the whole thing, right?
I can't believe he walks off.
Kinda.
Yeah, the cup, yes, totally covers.
So then.
Well, when I was a kid.
Well, you know what?
You know, I don't know what it is as an adult. I never really wore a cup as an adult. But good God.
All right. So now he ended up having to go for emergency surgery. I could.
That thing must have blown up.
I could understand. If this guy never wanted to play catcher again, I can totally understand that.
Well,
you know,
how old is he? He's 35.
Right.
Yeah, he may want to get out.
If I was him, like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah. He's taken so many injuries in his career, I'm sure.
Right.
So many bad hits, tips, whatever. I mean, he's definitely gotten a baseball to the cup in the past, but maybe not this speed. Oh. I mean, the poor guy is just sitting there in catcher stance. Is just wide open to this. Good Lord. I can't believe he walked. I really can't.
Do you cringe when you see it? Like, do you feel it?
Yes.
Do you,
yes. Every time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, every time.
No doubt.
Just
that was a bad one, Cardinals manager Mike Matheny said after the game about Molina's injury, quote, and those ones don't necessarily feel better tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That was hard to see. Yeah, I mean... And, Brett, this guy's like perennial all-star dude, right? This is not a small... Like, he's been in the game for a long time. He's got World Series titles, too, doesn't he?
Sure does. And part of the Molina brothers with Jose and Benji.
Right, there's a few of them. Yeah, are they all catchers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All of them, huh?
I only have x-rays so far, thank God. But I looked up traumatic hematoma testicles just to see if they have, like, a diagram. Everything is, like, an MRI type view or whatever, so not so bad. But yeah, it's trauma to the scrotum. So, I mean, that's just.
I can't even
imagine what he had to have removed or changed or whatever.
You know, you have a car accident, right? And you just get right back behind the wheel, you know, as quickly as you can because you know, if not, what your mind can do to you is devastating.
Yeah.
I can be like, you know, if this dude takes it, he's in the hospital now. I guess he could possibly rationalize it by saying, I'm 35 years old. I've been playing this game since I'm 5 or 7 years old or whatever the hell it is. This is the first time anything's ever happened to me and get back out there. But I got news for you, dude. That's not like it, you know, you didn't sprain your your ACL. This is like your baby batter right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but catchers are a breed, you know. They like goalies, you know, they're a certain breed of person who, I mean, like I said, they're used to seeing this ball coming at them at 102. They take nicks all the time. I feel like he could come back and take a lot of pitches. Then they start throwing him in the dirt, and he gets used to just. You put a batter up there, like you go step at a time. I think he'd be all right. I mean, he's a pro.
What do you do? Like, what is this? What's the surgery? Did he lose his nuts?
No, hematoma is all the blood flowing there and blowing up the area.
Right. So what happens?
Blood.
Is it just draining the blood? Emergency surgery to just. They did emergency surgery on him. They didn't just put a drain in there to drain the blood out of there. They did emergency surgery. Something happened inside.
Mm.
Listen, I've seen Quincy.
Blunt trauma. Relatively uncommon. Right. So let me see if I can get a better article than this.
Hey, Mike, on line one. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey,
all right, what's happening?
Good. I'm the orthopedic surgeon that's avoiding your mother-in-law in Spring Hill, Florida.
Small move. What do you got, Mike?
Tell us.
Hey, listen, you know, when somebody has a blunt trauma from a hematoma, if it's an extremity, you can get a compartment syndrome. And, yeah, that'll lead to loss of tissue, muscle, nerve, paralysis. Same thing can happen in the scrotum. I mean, he was hit, something bled, and apparently the compartment pressure is there. Were at such that he was at risk for losing, you know, the baby butter maker. So, yeah, you got to go in and stop, you know, evacuate whatever blood is there.
Right.
But also potentially cauterize any bleeders that still might be happening and ice the living heck out of it after he's surgically temporized. You know, you watch this stuff. This could go bad really quick.
Could he have lost his testicles?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So he still could? Even if he hasn't yet?
Well, you know, theoretically, sure, he's been treated, so he should be okay. But back in the day when I was a physical therapist, I actually had somebody, their scrotum exploded and their testicles came out from urinary retention. possible.
Because he held his pee?
No.
Yeah.
He had an obstruction.
Oh,
you know, guys, where their urethra goes through their prostate, they can have problems as they age, and they can have urinary retention. In that guy's case, he kept on drinking fluids so that he could urinate, and unfortunately, his floodgates didn't open, so his pressure was released by his testicles actually.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Sacks opened up.
I feel like you've run out of time.
Yeah, good talk, Mike. We know you meant well. Thank you.
What is going on with you guys down there? Ugh.
I have a female friend of mine that tends to hold her pee in too long and ended up with an infection because of it. Yeah. Mm. Yep. Doctor yelling at her. Brian on line three. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey guys, first thing I want to say is tell all the knuckleheads that are calling in and giving an unbelievable description of all the ball sack explosions that let's shut that down real quick. Number one. Number two, that guy, Yadier Molina, is perennially one of the best catchers in the game. His coach, Mike Matheny, was a catcher. And when I say he has a hose for an arm, I think he throws out over 50% of the guys to try to steal against them. So they love that guy, and they need that guy, and he knows how important he is to that team because he changes the game just being on the field, and he'll be back no matter what happened to him. I can almost guarantee because he's just him and his brothers are all tough as nails, so he'll be back.
Listen, you can say that
102 miles an hour to the nuts.
You take that kind of.
I think you're right.
It's not an ankle. It's not a knee. It's not a wrist. I mean, it's not even his face where I can say, okay, you know, who can come back. Listen, wait, guys, we know how important that part of our body is. You know,
I think that he might be a tad bit, and I don't know about you or Roger or even Monica, I'm pretty sure he's a tad bit tougher than us, and he's taken quite a few shots. So I'd bet one of my children he'll be back out there in a couple of weeks after he's able.
All right.
Once the doctor's clear him,
He'll be back, guaranteed.
All right, Brian. Thank you.
And I got him.
Oh, sorry.
And I got a
just a bit outside.
I'm sorry.
John is on line four. John, you have anything to add to this story?
Yeah, hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, back in 94, after I got out of the military, I was rappelling off the highest mountain in Alabama, which is Mount Sheehaw. And I fell a long ways. And I climbed back up. About a week later, my left testicle grew the size of a grapefruit.
Yeah.
What happened was it turned and turned and lost blood flow and it was just black. But they cut it out. That is what I was saying. I know how it feels, man. But I got one testicle and anyway.
Yeah. I was also repelling.
Repelling. What happened was my D ring did not fit on that rope. And I should have known that, but we were out there with a bunch of guys. Yeah, it's funny, but anyway, yeah.
No,
I lost my Westergo, so they call me a one-ball man, and I'm off the rodeo, I guess.
Yeah. We have a friend of ours that lost a testicle. We call him the one-nut bandit.
There you go. So,
hold on
to
that.
All right, gentlemen, you have a good day. I can't wait for that guy in the envelope.
Buddy. You won't have to wait long.
Me neither.
Steve is on line five.
I can't get enough of it.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. About 25 years ago, I was a paid professional umpire, and I got a line drive exactly like you were saying to the testicles, and they rushed me right to the emergency room. And they said that at my age, they really couldn't do much about it. They're going to babysit and watch it.
Huh. Really?
So now here I am 50 years. Now I'm 50 years old, and my right testicle has something they call a hide seal. And my right testicle is the size of a baseball, and my left testicle is the size of your thumb.
Oh, Lord.
What in the world?
And they say it's due to trauma to the testicle.
But it's 25 years later.
Yes.
Did that happen over time, or did you wake up? Hold on.
And they keep telling me, leave it alone. Just leave it alone. But it keeps getting bigger every year.
Right, but my question for you is, did it get that way over time, or did you wake up one morning and poof? And that was
over time.
That way.
As you get older, you don't realize things you turn from a boy to a man, things start changing. So you're not really paying attention to it until I was a professional skydiver. Until one time I pulled my cord and the parachute opened up and I felt this really weird feeling. And then from that point on, it really, really grew.
So you don't even know if it's from getting hit with the baseball or from the
strap between your legs?
I know definitely it was. I literally lost all my faculties when I got hit there. I literally urinated and pooped and didn't even know I was doing it.
Oh, my God.
As an umpire back then?
As an umpire. And I did have a cup on. What happened was the cup is the actual thing that crushed it.
Right.
The impact of the cup was such a trauma around me, I was bruised for a month. My pelvic was purple and swollen. But it did not hit the testicle, just a trauma like your head in a motorcycle helmet.
So then many years later, you have that strap between your legs as a skydiver. You pull this cord, it yanks you up, and you felt it, and you think that's what did the damage that turned it into baseball size.
Well, actually, what happens is I had scar tissue throughout the years. They say as it heals, it's going to have scar tissue. We'll just babysit it. They think now that the scar tissue blocked your testicle fill up and drain every day. Now they think that the drain is plugged up.
Yeah, they do.
And there's no surgery for it unless you remove your testicle.
Oh. Well, good luck with the removal.
Literally, when I sit on the toilet, one touches the water and one don't.
Well, listen, you said you're 50 years old?
Yeah.
Okay. I would have him take it out and put in a fake one.
Ping pong balls?
Might as well.
Well, actually, I asked the doctor, why don't we just remove it? He said, we don't do that. I said, why? Three urologists said, just leave it alone, live with it. They
really?
Said many, many, many people in this world have this issue. And as you get older, a lot of old men have it. They said, do not cut your testicle off if you don't have to. If it's cancerous, we'll get rid of it, but it's not.
Uh-huh. But you're walking around with a baseball between your legs. That has to be weird.
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
It is weird. And very sensitive, yes.
Oh.
And I'm a
Is it very
guy,
sensitive?
So
kind of, is it very kind of, sensitive kind of in a good way?
Really
oh,
good
my God.
Pool.
Oh, my God. Is it very sensitive?
God.
All right, thanks,
dude. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. But I can't.
I got out of the car the other day and did something where I was like, somehow I like sat on it.
See, now listen, this is my whole issue with it. I feel like this guy legitimately obviously has a reason to be in pain, and that's ridiculous. I can't even imagine. But y'all get a little grazed and get a little wussy about your area there. I feel like this, hearing this should make you toughen up about it a little bit more. Like, it's not that bad if you don't.
If we don't have his situation.
If you're not 102 miles an hour. Exactly. You'll be all right.
Listen, when it happens, you can't do anything. You can't just brush it off until it passes.
It takes the breath out
of
you.
It's like, okay,
you can't think.
Have you ever had a brain freeze?
Yeah, I think I have.
Okay, you've had a brain freeze. So you know while that brain freeze is happening, you can't do anything but wait it out. You're not gonna just continue on about doing what you were doing. You have to stop and wait it out, right?
Yes.
That's what getting in the hitting the nuts is like.
And
you literally cannot move past it until that feeling goes away.
Yeah, like
it's not that you don't want to keep on walking. Right. You just can't.
And that sucks. I'm sure it's obviously it doesn't feel good. But I'm just saying, like, keep it in perspective with this guy in 102 miles. That has to hurt. That's legitimate pain.
Oh, yeah. That's
like everything else, you get grazed a little bit or someone comes close.
Right.
Suck it up.
Okay, but even if you get grazed, you cannot move.
Yeah, the basic grazing is pretty...
You can't.
It's sensitive.
If you ever seen somebody get nut tapped...
Oh.
Like, I could be walking past
over.
Raj and just walk past him and go whack and just hit him in the nuts. Oh. He'll drop where he stands.
Right down.
It's not. I mean,
he'll drop where you stand. You can't just
there isn't
toughen
really a
up.
Slight.
You can't just toughen up and walk
That's
past
what I'm
that.
Saying. I feel like you suck can't. It up. You're not. If you walk past Roger and tapped him, it's 100% different and way less than 102 miles an hour ball coming at.
No question
okay.
about it.
That's
no
all
question
I'm saying.
About it. But what I'm saying to you is still in that moment, he'll get past it. Right?
Eventually.
It'll go away like a brain freeze does. Mm. It'll sit there. Sometimes you can jump up and down a little bit or do whatever.
Maybe in a few minutes, maybe 10 minutes, maybe not.
Not even. It could be 30 seconds. It could be a minute. It could be 2 minutes. During that time, until it passes, you cannot do anything. Now, is the damage from getting hit with a 102-mile-an-hour fastball worse? Of course it is. But even though this isn't as bad as that, you can
not take it down to your knee.
Move. You cannot move.
You can still take the breath out of you, the slight ones even, yeah.
We could take 100 phone calls from men, and you'll get the same answer from 100 guys.
And that's what I think I'm getting at is I get that you guys are, like, in pain, and that sucks, and I'm not saying it feels good, like I said earlier, but I feel like everybody just needs to take a second and realize that it's not 102 miles per hour baseball. It's not as bad as you're making it.
No, we get that we're not getting a hematoma.
Yeah.
But the pain of the first one is unbelievable. I know it's not the same, but it's still dropping you. Whether you recognize that Yadier Molina was in more pain or not, the first one, the nut tap, if it hits you just right, you're going down.
Right.
It's happening no matter what.
You're going down and you have no choice but to wait it out. You just don't.
So so if that's the case, which I still feel...
you don't have nuts. Shut your mouth.
We're not exaggerating.
I was just going to say, if that's the case, then... At all costs, why don't you just walk? Like, I would always walk with my hand protecting it. Like, at all, if it hurts that bad and it's going to, if I have those, I am constantly going to always touch them.
It doesn't hurt forever. Like I said, like a brain freeze, it passes. Why would you ever drink a nice, a frozen drink?
Yeah.
Because they're delicious. You know what I'm saying? And you know that if something happens, it's temporary and it's going to go away quickly. Same thing with getting hit in the nuts. Sometimes it's worse than others. Mm. We have a lot of people on hold.
Sure do. A lot of stories. I never realized so many people would have these stories.
Let's break. We'll take some more nut stories.
Yeah, we'll push dead guy in the envelope off for a segment. Sorry to the guy who just said he couldn't wait for it. It's going
to
be another 10 minutes.
Sorry to the one nut bandit. Bear with us.
That guy, right.
Oh, man.
Right, you guys, hang on. We'll get to your stories next. As incredible as they are, 727-579-1025. Roger, JP on the bone. Be right back. Well, the Yadier Molina story, catcher for the Cardinals, getting hit with a 102-mile-an-hour foul tip fastball to the cup as a catcher. Just brutal. He did walk off somehow and then had surgery for a hematoma. I guess the blood gathered in the area, whatever, they have to leave it. So hopefully he'll be okay in the end. But as some people have said, they really probably don't know yet because you got to wait and see if the testicles have any damage or whatever. Who knows? But nonetheless, I guess a lot of people have had problems and been hit in that area to a more serious extent than just the nut tap. Like we're talking about walking down the hall.
Brett had a great point, Monica, because you just weren't getting it.
Right.
you were just saying, well, you know, you get hit in the nuts. It's, you know, it's nothing compared to the fastball. And we're trying to tell you, yeah, but that's still going to drop you. And then as soon as we put the mics, and Brett made a great point, hit it with it.
It's like saying, look, I know you got the tip of your pinky cut off, but there are people who get their whole hands cut off. You got to realize
that. What's wrong
with
you?
So I know that your pinky pain, it's just the tip of your pinky that you had sliced off with a saw there.
But I'm just not
convinced.
The
whole hands cut off, and that pain is way worse than getting the tip of your pinky off.
You get it?
I'm just not convinced it hurts. It's as bad.
Well,
I'm not saying it doesn't hurt.
We're telling you it's. All we're right. Not saying it's as bad as Yachty or Molina.
Do me a favor. Let me reach in and grab your ovaries. Let me reach and grab them and squeeze them and let me know how that feels.
My ovaries are inside. Those are outside, so they have to have some sort of built-in something or the other, right?
They got built-in nothing. They got nothing. They're just out there. You know why? Because we're tough, and God was like, you know what? You guys are going to have to do this. You're going to have to handle this. We're going to give them the periods. You guys are going to have to risk taking a whack to these things every once in a while.
They're a little out in the open. Too bad.
But you know what? They do. Honestly, though, when they feel like they're in danger, that's when they shrivel up. Like, you guys go into cold water. They're just like, oh, and they shoot up.
Well, they got to stay warm.
Right.
Because they're supposed to be making Stanleys.
That's it.
They don't stay warm. They don't make no Stanleys.
That's it.
You go swimming. That's right.
And then we can't keep this, you know, we can't keep the.
But take all of our words for it.
Making.
It hurts to get hit even by a tap but from somebody. You know, it's not the same as a baseball. Correct. But the low level of hurt in that area is pretty high.
You know what, Monica? Do me a favor. Mm. Next time you're out at a bar, nut tap somebody. Yeah. Nut tap somebody and see if you don't get dropped.
No, it's different if a girl does it. I'm not going to grab some guy's crotch.
Not grab it. No, you just smack it.
Bam. You know that? Like a whipping motion with your hand.
Right. Should I try it on a friend?
No.
Not if you want to have that friend around.
I was going to say, if you want to stay friends.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Juan, on line four. Go ahead, Juan.
Hello, Juan.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Mona, you're adorable, but you have no idea what you're talking about. Just a little graze and tough it up. You have no idea. Stick the condor in what you know. You don't know anything about guys. Jump.
I've seen him up close.
I've seen him up close. I've had him on my eyeballs.
Rest on my chin nicely.
Derek is on line three. Go ahead, Derek.
Had a girl.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, this one's from Monica. Listen, I got tapped by an 8-year-old cousin who was playing around, and that hurt worse than getting shot twice while I was in Iraq, if that tells you anything. God.
What? What?
Derek, explain that. Are you serious?
Yes. It's the end-all, be-all. It's the power switch for men. If you hit us there, we're done. I fought through being shot, and I could not fight through that. If that tells you anything at all, if that can clarify the amount of pain that we go through, that should be it.
Who's arguing with him?
But where did you get shot?
I got shot in the just above the chest and the shoulder and in the hip.
Yeah, but there's people who get shot like multiple times in multiple extremities, and that's got to hurt way worse than what you got hurt.
No. That's what Monica's you have them. Right. You know, it's a power button. When we get hit there, we're done. Yeah. Everything shuts down. It's a reset button.
I might be reaching out of my knowledge area, though, Brett, so you help me out here.
Mm-hmm.
In the deaths in Star Wars, you had the Death Star,
right?
And they found the plans, and they sent in the... not the X-Wing fighters. What they send in there?
Sure, X-Wing fighters.
They sent the X-Wing fighters, and they knew where they had to shoot those bullets into, because if they shot it in there, the whole thing goes boom.
Right.
Okay? Our nuts are that spot on the Death Star. Does that make sense?
I would say so.
You know what's funny is Derek had a great point. I'm counting on that, because that's my first reaction to anything. If I'm in trouble or if anything ever happens to me, I'm kicking you in the nuts. And that's my first go-to, because I'm hoping it buys me enough time to run.
You know what else is funny? Me trying to attempt to wade my way through Star Wars waters.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That was
you got
very
it right.
Dangerous ground for me to go in. You know what, though? I wasn't sure what the... I thought the X-Wing fighters were the bad guys.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
Those are the TIE fighters.
TIE fighters. Right.
George is on line one. You got a sack story, George?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Hey, it doesn't matter. I think as much as I played hockey and I took a lot of slap shots in the groin area there. Oh. It hurt. Got skated. But one time my cousin got mad at me, and she come at me, and I had no idea. She literally straight on up and in, and I'll tell you, that was the worst.
What'd she do it with? Her foot?
Her foot and shoe. Nailed me squared on. I wanted to get up and I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just seen her at, you know what I mean? But that was the worst time. Taking pets in the cup, one thing, but it still all hurts the same. Right. But some just a little more intense.
Right. Thanks, George.
Thank you very much. John is on line 6. Hey, John.
Hello.
Hi, do you have anything to add to this story?
Yeah, I do. My name's Sean, actually. How are you guys doing?
Oh, hey, Sean. Hey, Sean.
Well, I had a story from when I was 15, and we used to play hacky sack a lot. Mm. And I was pegged with a hacky sack down low. And a couple weeks later, the testicles swelled up real big, about the size of a baseball. Mm. So we go to the doctor, and it was like what the guy said, the hydrocele. And it actually created a sack of fluid around the testicle. But they had to cut both testicles out, remove the fluid, and then fit them back in when I was 15 years old.
Do they work horrible. Now?
They work. I actually have a 21-month-old daughter right now and everything.
Yes, they work.
Yeah, good for you.
Do you still have the same sensitivity? They still hurt like every other guy's?
Yeah, they do. And then one, it hurts way worse than the other. And I went back, and they said it was pretty much scar tissue and to deal with it. So.
My daughter was about that age. She was standing on my legs, you know, because she was learning how to stand up or whatever, and she stepped on me while I was sitting on the couch, like right through my. The worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
That's the worst one I ever had.
Take care. Thanks, I think Sean. We've talked about this one other time. Like, I'm pretty sure every guy has that one shot that they took to the balls that they'll never forget.
Yeah, that was probably my worst.
They'll never forget. Right, we talked about that.
Yeah.
Right?
I actually had to, Kelly, I put her on the couch, and Susan and I just rolled up the couch, and I was laying on the floor. I couldn't even get my breath.
Right.
And she's like, what happened? Susan stepped on me nuts. Like, what? She started laughing.
Right.
She said, why are you laughing?
She starts laughing at you.
I could barely communicate to her what happened. And Kelly's laying on the couch. She can't even stand up yet. She didn't know. She's just stomping her fat little legs and stepped on me.
You know what I just realized? I put two and two together, Brett. Mm-hmm. Now we know why Courtney's his favorite.
Courtney didn't step on my nuts.
Courtney didn't step on his nuts.
It all makes sense.
It all makes sense now.
She stayed far away.
Courtney, you get 60% of what's in the will. Thank you for not stepping on my nuts.
Correct.
I guess.
Depending on how the wind blows, maybe 75.
Right. Depending on which it affects me into my older age. All right. Well, those are all wonderful stories.
My buddy Alphonse was a lacrosse goalie. And my other buddy Anthony took a shot, you know, through the lacrosse ball, was shooting at the net, and hit Alphonse right square in the jewels, cracked his cup.
Oh, my goodness.
The cup cracked. Yeah. Alphonse proceeded to not only pull the cup out, but strip down bare-ass naked and walk about 100, 125 yards, whatever it is, from the field through the parking lot, naked, into the locker room. Never played lacrosse again.
Why was he? Was he trying to, like, strip off the pain? Like, why did he strip?
I don't know.
I don't understand. I mean, taking the cup off, I almost get. Sitting there holding yourself, I get.
He was out of...
That's funny, though.
...uniform. He was out of his everything. Off... Naked. He left the stick, the helmet. He didn't bring anything with him.
That's quitting.
He just walked back into the locker room and never played again.
That's a commitment to quitting the team right
but
there.
But you got to realize the lacrosse ball has got lead in the middle of it.
Does it really?
Yeah. That's what gives it that weight. That's what enables it to just get that kind of velocity behind it.
Oh, man. I had no idea.
So that ball came in from one of the Flying Gentinotto brothers, and it hit him, right there and cracked the cup. Boom.
My goodness.
Lights out. And there's a naked Alphonse walking through the parking lot.
All right, well, there you go. There's some testicle stories for you.
Yeah.
Roger and JP on the bone.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.